I want to read to you why we celebrate this time of year, okay? It comes out of Luke chapter 2, and if you can see, you can see right here where I'm reading. So in those days, a decree, what's a decree? It's like a call. A call went out, okay? A decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while that guy with a fancy name was governor of Syria, all right? All went, see, really, I can't pronounce it, but, you know, I was just, no. All went to their own towns to be registered, and Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem. Now, that's almost 100 miles. Can you believe that? That's almost 100 miles, and guess what? They had to walk the whole way. How many of you walked to church tonight? That's what I thought.
My grandpa's name David.
Really? You know what? I'll tell you a secret. My name's David, too. Did you know that? All right, so Luke chapter 2. We may have made a mistake here, but anyway. No, this is awesome. I love it. So where was I? Can you point to where I was? Oh, there it is. David called Bethlehem. Yeah, to a city of David called Bethlehem because he was descended, or he was from the house and family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, who he was engaged to, who was expecting a baby. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her baby. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger, kind of like that. We don't know for sure what it looked like, but it was kind of like that.
And it had hay in it.
That's right. Yeah. For some reason, Sheila doesn't like it when I bring hay into the church, though. I don't understand why. But she delivered the child, and they put him in a manger because there was no space for them in the inn. So you know what? I mean, they weren't even like in a hotel. Right? There was animals all around them. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
it was like a farm, right? Yeah. And there were sheep and goats. I'm sure we don't know what kind of animals for sure were all there. But looky here. Now the Bible takes us out into the field with shepherds and sheep. Can you see? Here you go, honey. Can you see? Look. In that region, that means in that area, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I tell you what, if it was really dark and all of a sudden this bright light shone around me, I'd get scared too, wouldn't you? Yeah. Hey, do you think I can fit in those overalls? I kind of like those. All right. I keep getting distracted here. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." You know what? We hear that so often in the Bible, and we're afraid a lot, aren't we? Are you ever afraid?
Huh?
Yeah. But you know what's amazing? Jesus says over and over and over again to not be afraid. I think that is so, so cool. So anyway, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah," or the Anointed One, the Lord. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And then there was a multitude of angels, just like all these folks right here, right? You're all angels, aren't you? Sorry, I know some of you can't see me, but you're not missing much. So, and it said, the angel said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them on her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Isn't that an awesome story? And that is what we celebrate. That's why we're all here tonight. We're actually looking forward to what God has in store for us. I mean, God came to earth many years ago, right? Even before I was born. Yeah. Can you believe that? Even before Larry Waffle was born. Can you believe that? But you know what? It was so awesome. That's why we celebrate, and that's why we're here, and that's why you have Celebrate Tomorrow on Christmas Day. But you know the big thing that I want you to know tonight? Here, listen to me. Listen to me, okay? Focus. All right. You know the one thing that I want you to take home with you tonight? The biggest gift of all? The reason why God came in the baby Jesus was because God loves you so much. Let's see if this works. At the end of every service, I say something and the church responds. Do you think they'll do it tonight?
Yeah.
Hmm? Do you think I can remember it? How does that go? Do you remember what I say? Because you're here like every Sunday.
Good night.
Hmm?
Good morning.
What do I say?
Thank you for being
a friend. Is that what I say? Yeah. No, that's not. No, what do I say, everybody? Do you remember? Help me out. Remember that? Oh, see, they do know it. So let's, now, okay, let's. You are a
shine above.
And you are
not alone.
That's why God came in the baby Jesus, to remind us that God loves you very, very much. And God has great plans for you. Here you go, baby. Here you go. Can I write with that real quick? Yeah, I need to write with that. That's all right. I slobber too. Yeah, so you know that? I want you to know God loves you so much, babe. God loves you and God loves you. God loves all of you. And that's why we celebrate the baby Jesus. Do you know that? Hmm? How about you out there? Do you know that? That's what I want you to take home tonight. We celebrate Jesus and what God did through Jesus because he loves you so very much. Folks, hey, you know what? God knew you before you were born. Isn't that awesome? God knew your name. God knew the great plans that he had for you. And you, and you, and you, and you. Every one of us. That's right. Woohoo! You go, guy. Yeah, brother. Yeah, awesome. I'm glad you did. But remember that. God loves you very much. Can you remember that? Let's say that together. Say, God loves me very much. Everybody together. Here we go. God loves me very much. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. That is what Christmas is all about. Hey, let's have a prayer. Can we pray? Hey, come here. Looky, come here. I'm kind of with him down there. Let's have a prayer. Dear God, thank you so very much. I love each and every one of these kids, the amazing potential that is in each and every one of them. I just give you praise, God. I thank you for everybody in this congregation and how they came together tonight to celebrate Jesus' birth. We thank you so very much for all that you do for us. And I just ask God, as the pastor of this congregation, that you anoint each and every family represented here, that you may bring joy and peace and healing to them, God, and that they may be able to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus the Christ, in the morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Remember, now remember, right here, look at me. You are a
child of God.
And you are
not alone.
You are not alone. That is right. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, parents, for letting me have the kids up here.